PRX, everything that rocks.
You know?
Yeah.
The aliens flew down and heard Kenny G. And you doing that too, Kenny G? They would pack up and leave. After they probed you.
No, they wouldn't be able to come down here until their boners subsided. I don't know.
Aliens don't have no boners.
We don't know that.
Well, I guess you're right.
You know, they could have big old swinging hogs.
Nah.
All right. And maybe that's why they haven't made contact with us, because they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Mate, what if they're... There could be a race. Actually, if there's, you know, an infinity amount of universes out there, uh-huh. That means there's a race of aliens with dongers for fingers.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
I'm just saying, Hunter. If you want to get in on this.
For once.
You know.
On something.
I'm going to go to the dong finger alien race.
If something that has to do with infinity and space and extraterrestrials, you're finally coming around.
There is an alien race with a unicorn donger on their head.
I can't take it from
you. There's actually a race of, there is a universe out there that exists that you and I, as morning show hosts of the Plan B morning show, also have dongers on our heads.
Yeah, absolutely. If infinity is real, which I'm pretty sure it is, then you're absolutely correct.
No, I'm not, because that's the dumbest thing ever.
It's string theory.
String theory.
Holds up.
Holds up.
Brock, you, my friend, are absolutely correct.
And that's the kind of world I want to live in,
uh-huh.
with aliens with dong fingers.
If infinity is real, every single scenario and situation you can think of is real.
That just seems silly to me.
Doesn't it?
Maybe like 50.
Doesn't it?
Maybe there's like 50 universes out there.
Can't really wrap your head around that.
That's crazy. Because, I mean, it's every single one. Like, this exact same universe.
It's happening.
Is happening. But maybe the color, it's a black and white.
Yeah. There you go.
It's all green.
All green?
It could be.
Or that mic is blue in another world.
This mic is a donger.
In another dimension.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
You bring it back to a donger.
I can't help it.
You know what, Brock? Be careful. People are going to start questioning you. Guy really talks about dongers a lot.
I'm fascinated. All right.
You've seen one your whole life.
I play with one every day.
All right. Still fascinated.
Still figuring it out, buddy. Still figuring it out. All right. Let's move on. I swear there's no dongers in rock news. The unrated version of Rob Zombie's new film, Three from Hell, will get a brief run in theaters before the R-rated version opens on October 31st.
Wait. So what run?
The unrated version.
That's the one you're going to want to watch.
Really?
Ooh. I mean...
Fathom Events will broadcast the unrated version with special features to about 900 theaters on September 16th, 17th, and 18th. The screening on the 16th will come with a special introduction from Rob Zombie. The 17th as a 30-minute behind-the-scenes look at the making of the film. And the 18th will be a double feature with Three from Hell and the second film in the series, 2005's The Devil's Rejects.
I'm pumped about this, man. The preview looks
Again, you know me. I don't like scary movies. I'm not a big horror movie fan.
You gotta go watch this.
Devil's Rejects was really good. Rob Zombie has such a unique style of movie making. The guy, he gets the horror film genre so well that he actually makes it watchable in my mind. Not saying it's not crazy. It's not messed up.
You know what I love? There's no cheesiness.
Yeah.
You know, you get horror flicks, you get scary movies, and you get, it's like, man, this is a good concept.
Yeah.
This is a good, potentially could be a great movie. And then they open their mouths, and you're just like, God dang it.
Dude, can you imagine think about the R-rated version. Is R going to be like, whoa.
Which brings me to another thing. Come on, theaters. You know, just let NC-17 or whatever it is, unrated now.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Just label it that way.
Here's the thing: is I don't know if it's so much the theaters as it is the movie commission.
I think you're right.
Because I mean, they're doing this run with the unrated version.
Yes, quit making production companies cut stuff out of movies. Yeah. It's in there for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a scary movie. There's going to be some effed up stuff going on. Yeah. Expect it.
Yep.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're R-rated. I'm sure they pushed it to the max.
Yeah, that's at like, all right, we're going to let you get away with just a tad bit more because you robbed Zombie.
Right.
But enough already. So anyway, if you're looking forward to that, tickets go on sale, I believe, on the 19th.
I think that movie comes out in what, September?
Yeah. Yeah, nice. So that special run. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1991, Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses sparked a riot during a concert outside of St. Louis when he jumped off the stage and attacked a fan who was videotaping the concert. 60 people were hurt. This was a big deal, man. Ended up leaving the state. They had a warrant out for his arrest. He got arrested again later on.
Damn.
Yeah, and that riot was no joke, dude. I'm talking bananas.
Yeah.
People throwing chairs. Like, it was crazy. Yeah, it was nuts. So, Guns N' Roses, man. Not quite so rioty nowadays.
No,
most
not too
of
much.
The Guns N' Roses older fans can't really lift a chair without hurting their back. Ow.
Or maybe it's because Axl looks like the lady from Throw Mama from the Train.
You know what?
Alan!
He's going to hear this, and he's not going to come on the show.
Alan!
That's your rock history.